From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now to your feedback, and first, some baseball-related corrections. In our story about the Tampa Bay Rays heading into the World Series, I said the Rays had the best record in baseball. Well, actually, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim had a better record this season. I also said that the Rays' stadium, Tropicana Field, is in Tampa. Actually, it's just up the road in St. Petersburg. And now to your comments about yesterday's program. Many of them came in response to my interview with Reverend Mark Eldridge of Christ Church Anglican in Jacksonville, Florida. Eldridge explained his congregation's decision to publicly burn pornographic film discovered inside an old drive-in theater they just bought.
We decided to have a dedication service where we'd pray over the land, and then it seemed right to symbolically burn the pornography as a sign of moving from that past and taking the land from unholy to holy.
Lots of you found that outrageous, including Robert Utter of North Stonington, Connecticut. This kind of hate-based intolerance is so opposed to what the church should stand for, Mr. Utter goes on. A discussion about the complex morality of pornography would have been more valuable than the knee-jerk reaction, reminiscent of newsreels of Nazis burning books. And Juliette Defarge added her comment to the webpage for this story at NPR.org. Her response was one of many we received, raising concerns about the ceremony's environmental impact, she writes. Apparently, they didn't worry about the effect burning all that film would have on God's creation, otherwise known as the air we breathe. You want redemption symbolism? Plant a tree. Well, listener Peter Fry offered a rare defense of the church. What should they do? Sell it to someone and therefore promote its use? They have religious convictions that they are sticking to, and that is not impinging on anyone else's right to view pornography. Thanks for your opinions. You can send them to us by going to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.